welcome to a very, very special edition of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, where we show our love and respect for the late departed X-Ray Burns of sister station WFMU.
Just another day. Drags his bones to see the Yankees play. Bones by talks and flickers gray. Oh, they slip away. Once a time, they nearly might have been Bones and Oogie on a silver screen. No one knew what they could do, except for me and you. They slip away. They slip away. Don't forget to keep your head warm. Twinkle, twinkle, Uncle Floyd. Watching.
It's always 1982. The joke we always knew. Oh, what's the matter with you? Come on, let's go. Slip away.
Forget to keep your head.
Jonesy. We are honored to have a special guest here today, a broadcast personality.
Yes.
Host, one of the hosts of one of the best afternoon radio shows, one of the best radio shows in the tri-state area, Mr. X-Ray Burns. X-Ray, welcome to the show.
I am glad to be with you here, Jones, on this monumental occurrence. I wish you nothing but the best, and I have every confidence that you will, in fact, achieve the breaking of the Guinness Book of World Records.
I appreciate that, Burns. At this point, there is no question
in my mind.
There is absolutely no question.
No question.
We might go until Thursday.
Right? Is the Pope Catholic, Jonesy?
This is no problem whatsoever.
There's a bear crap in the woods, man. Come on. Jonesy's going for the gold.
It will be done. And I appreciate your being with us here today.
Who loves you, man?
You do, Mr. X-Ray Burns.
That's why I stayed away, you notice.
And so do they, the people out there.
That's why I stayed away, because I love you. And I know I would just exacerbate the situation if you had to stand there and look at my ugly mole for 73 hours.
Did you have any idea that the whole entire media event, not only the rally that's going on outside as we speak,
right,
but the entire media event surrounding this Guinness event, this Guinness stunt, if you would achieve these heights?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Jones, first of all, you have achieved a great deal of notoriety on your own as a broadcaster in this greater New York City metropolitan area.
I happen to have one of the best partners in broadcasting
that
any man could ever ask for.
Right, your fist. And secondly, I had no doubt. Because, Jones, it's just about time. I mean, attention must be paid. In the words of the great Willie Loman, Jones, attention must be paid. And if you're not going to pay attention to broadcasting, what the hell are you going to pay attention to? And you're the only one who's doing live remotes. You're doing avant-garde, if I may use that frog term, avant-garde broadcasting.
Yes, you may.
And you're doing real radio, baby, like they used to do in the old days, in the 60s and 70s, baby. And even in the 50s, Jones. And nobody does that crap anymore. And God bless you, man, and everything you do here. The station is great. The station... I can't believe, being as how most of everybody here at the station hates our guts, they all swarmed around you out of sheer love and respect.
That is not true, I've discovered. Everybody at the station apparently loves us.
Previously, they despised us.
But, I don't know if that ever was true.
But they came out, and they volunteered, and this is a whole freaking operation you got set up. Take a look at what you got set up here, Jones. It's freaking pagan idolatry, man.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
You see what's going on out in the parking lot?
I've seen it, and I'll take a closer look later on. I would like to ask you a couple of formal questions.
Certainly, since this is a formal interview, please feel free.
Mr. Burns, how did you sleep last night?
Oh, man, I got myself like the $3,500, like king size, posturepedic spine sculptor mattress. I went to bed with a belly full of short ribs off the bone and muscles from Dish in Passaic Park, New Jersey, and I slept very well. And I had you on the radio.
Did you keep me on the radio?
I understand
that you like to listen to the radio throughout the night and you keep the radio on.
Well, you do realize I'm working on the Guinness Book of World Records for longest withdrawal from talk radio. Because I must admit, I've been listening to the show since you started, but I tuned out once for Bob Grant, once for Tom Martino, the troubleshooter, and I had to hear Religion on the Line this morning, Jones, because no one's more devout than me.
Did you hear our interview with Congressman Bob Franks?
No, and I missed that. I missed that, and I support Bob Franks for the next governor of the great state of New Jersey.
If you tune out at any given moment during this spectacular broadcast, you never know what you're going to miss. Did you hear our interview with Gene Simmons?
Yes, I did, Jones, and let me tell you something right now. You must be ignorant, because it says right there on that pack of cigarettes that you are ignorant, baby. You are one ignorant SOB, motherfucker, cocker spaniel.
Are you not a smoker?
Oh, I'm dying, baby. I'm gone already. So I don't drink the hard booze. I drink the beer, but I smoke myself to death every day.
So you too are ignorant?
Oh, of course.
You say?
Of course. I'm more ignorant than you, baby.
The throngs of listeners have forwarded us a series of questions. These questions come from the listeners.
Okay, you hit me,
baby. Mr. X-Ray Burns, what world record would you like to break?
I would like to break the world's record for continuous amount of daily nap time. Because I used to take naps every day with my dogs. And if you have dogs, you got to nap.
So you like to sleep.
I would like to have like 34 and a half years consecutive days with a nap. But the rules might prohibit that.
What vinyl record would you like to break?
What vinyl record would I like to break, as in destroy?
That's what the question says, the question supplied to by our humble listeners.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse, really?
Yes.
That surprises me.
Harvest something or other, what was that?
Harvest Moon, that
yes.
one, or the Harvest?
Harvest Moon, I believe.
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, heard worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org. Many people ask me how you got your nickname. What's the real story behind that?
The real story behind the nickname X-Ray Burns is my friend Michael McDonough, who I attended Albright College in Reading, Pennsylvania with. Had named me Burns because I had giant Elvis sideburns, but they were more like pubic hair, actually, because I tried to grow them in thick, but they came out like pubic hair. They weren't quite as they are today. It's like now, except now it's gray.
I see.
Mike McDonough named me that, and then he developed the pseudonym X period Ray Burns, because in Hudson County you have a lot of X period Rays.
I understand. If Michael McDonough, I believe, lived in Jersey City at one point, if he still does, he probably can hear this broadcast wherever he is from the sound out in the parking lot.
I love that cat, but he thinks I ripped him off on a bag.
Well, that's for you two to work out. Why do you refer to yourself as the world's most dangerous jerk-off and the world's biggest scumbag?
No, I never referred to myself as the world's biggest scumbag.
I've never heard that either,
yes.
But it says that right
I
here.
I am the world's most dangerous jerk-off because I am unpredictable and oftentimes inconsiderate of others, although I do know, but it's encased in like at least two or three layers of black burnt ash.
What do you like to do for laughs, Mr. X-Ray Burns?
X-Ray Burns, for laughs, likes to blast the Insane Clown Posse in his basement and stomp around in his underwear and his Docksiders, so I don't step on the broken glass in my basement, and wave my arms around and look at all my cool Insane Clown Posse stuff and send horrific emails to the government of the People's Republic of China.
Mr. Burns, thank you for joining us. I'll ask you to come back during the course
later,
of this
Jones.
Particular program.
I appreciate the opportunity, Jones, to stand here in a moment of history, Jones. And if the IBJ and its Commonwealth should survive 1,000 years, surely men will look back and say this was Jones's finest hour, Jones, because I believe in you.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Burns.
So, telling you about somebody doesn't make anywhere near as much sense as letting them tell you about themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, X-Ray Burns. So I'm from New Jersey originally, and I dabbled in listening to the radio like so many people do. I grew up, my dad and mom always had the talk radio on, like Mark Simone and Bernard Meltzer in the background. And I grew up with the radio constant presence in my life. And it was not until I was in college that I really discovered college radio and its offshoot, the formerly college station, WFMU, was one of the stations in that category in New Jersey. And then I moved away. I came up to Massachusetts, and my friend Bill... So WFMU had kind of fallen into like an asterisk on my radar. My friend Bill was living in Jersey City at the time. It was Memorial Day weekend of 2001. And he said, you got to come down. You got to come to Jersey City because Glenn Jones is going to break the record for the longest radio show ever. And I only kind of knew who Glenn Jones was. But I said, yeah, sure, I'll come down. I like the radio. I like ridiculous stunts. And we got sucked in, realizing that there was a whole community of people that Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns had brought together around their show, which we would learn was called the International Brotherhood of Jones, or the IBJ. And their ringleaders were, of course, Glenn Jones and the inimitable, indomitable X-Ray Burns, who passed away this week much too young. And a lot of people are left shell-shocked and heartbroken and walking around with blank stares a lot this week, trying to make sense of how this big personality, this brilliant, and I do not use that term lightly, hilarious, warm, friendly, ceaselessly energetic individual could be no more. Where does it go? Where does all that crazy energy go? It can't just stop. Where is it? Look around. Let me know where the energy of X-Ray Burns has gone, because we need it. X-Ray was a big force in the community that in the community that surrounded him. A tremendously kind and good-natured individual in his own right. I had the great pleasure of doing some business with him and dealing with my parents in New Jersey, and he went over the top, above and beyond. You know, made me feel like I was his most important. The most important client he ever had, and everybody I tell this story to that knows him says, yeah, of course, that's him. He made you feel like you were the best, because he was the best. There's a lesson in there, people. Treat people really well. Treat people like they're gonna remember that they were treated well, and they'll treat somebody else well. And they won't give you any credit, but that doesn't matter. So I'm giving credit to X-Ray Burns for being a good guy to a lot of people. So this show is going to be all basically a loving nod to our friend X-Ray. Oh, man. Very, very hard, sad week for a lot of people. But we'll get through it. We will get through it together, you and me and everybody. What do you say? We opened the show up with David Bowie's Slip Away. For those of you not familiar with New Jersey, one of the other cultural icons of New Jersey is Uncle Floyd, who has had a long-running television show that has been often on the air for decades. I don't think it's on anymore, but Uncle Floyd, another media icon. He started out on a UHF show, and UHF, for the kids out there, is the sort of like the high numbered channels that you know are like hard to get in. And he had a show based out of Newark, New Jersey, that looked like it was done in someone's basement, and Uncle Floyd would wear funny jackets and have user drawings. I mean, users. There were no users then. Viewer drawings posted on the wall behind him, and he would have entertaining acts, local bands that nobody had heard of, like the Ramones and Cyndi Lauper and whoever. And his puppet Oogie was on his hand, and he would talk about the world with Oogie. And I'm actually wearing right now a Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns t-shirt with likenesses of them stylized as Uncle Floyd and Oogie, respectively. Anyway, the point of this is that song is actually inspired. It's about when David Bowie would sit up late at night and watch. I don't know if they were in the same room or they were on the phone, but him and John Lennon would watch Uncle Floyd together in New York, because you can get the New Jersey stations there. That would always touch me, because I thought maybe when I was watching as a kid, John Lennon and David Bowie were watching, cracking up too. Anyway, there'll be a few nods here and there to New Jersey in this show, because New Jersey, X-Ray was about the most New Jersey guy you ever wanted to meet. He loved it. He never left. He left it briefly, I think, when he went to college. Otherwise, he lived there all his life. And he didn't stay in college for very long, so couldn't stay away. So let's move it along. And actually, with another little slice of New Jersey.
Line. Jonesy. The Glenn Jones radio program featuring X-Ray Burns.
Woo.
WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and worldwide. Parts unknown.
Yeah, the world's becoming a smaller place, Jones, and fewer parts are truly unknown to us.
I have a planet outside my window.
A planet?
Yes.
You have observed this planet in the night sky?
Yes.
Sure it's not just a satellite of love?
No, I believe it's a planet.
It would probably be the planet Venus, then, if it's visible at this time.
That's sweet.
That is the planet of love to you and me.
Yes.
The solar system is also getting smaller, Jones, as is the planet.
Pluto will always be a planet to me.
Return to the moon. For it or against it, Jones?
Did we ever leave?
Yeah, we went up there, knocked a few golf balls around, stuck a flag in it, and left.
Didn't we leave anybody there?
No, we left some cool plaques with Nixon's name on it and stuff, which is cool. Scare the hell out of anyone. I have a copy of that plaque that we left on the surface of the moon, actually. We came in peace for all mankind, it said, Jones.
Uh-huh.
Now, see, if I went all the way to the moon, I'm claiming that for the United States. I really thought when I was a kid, like, if we made it to the moon first, it was ours. Don't you think that's the way it should go?
Well, that's usually the way it goes.
Right, and that's the way it's gone, and time's gone by. But for it or against it?
I don't really care too much. You can't stop science, so...
True.
So go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Go to the moon. Be my guest.
Because you see now, Jones...
I hope you choke, but be my guest.
You know, there's no goddamn air up there. You know that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what you tell me.
You gotta bring your own air.
Right.
I got a tire pump.
Yeah, but that only works on getting it into you. You have to have a supply of air, Jones. But now that NASA is in a crisis state, Jones, because the space shuttle has run its, you know, it's done, and basically the space shuttle, the International Space Station's falling apart, so where do you go next? Either militarized space, or you go for, like, interplanetary exploration, which would involve trips to Mars and to the moon again. The Chinese are preparing to return to the moon.
Now, if you militarize, Burns,
the French might even go to the moon. Alice is certainly going to the moon.
Yeah, that's true. Life is very short. There's no tie for fussing and fighting. And if you go militarize it, someone else is going to say, I want that moon.
Well, I fear that that is inevitable.
They had a whole thing going on.
I'm not suggesting we militarize it. I'm just saying that this is one of two ways in which the space program will progress, Jones. This is a very real issue because it costs billions and billions of dollars to go up there to the moon and stuff. But I think in the long run, it'll pay off. Didn't they invent like 8-track tapes and dang and stuff just the first time they tried to go to the moon?
8-track tapes?
I don't know, something like that.
Velcro.
Tang, right.
Right.
8-track tapes probably too, because you had to bring your tunes with you.
Well, you had to Velcro your tang to the counter, otherwise it'd be floating around. Right?
I bet you it doesn't mix up real good in zero gravity either.
Hmm.
Although it would still dissolve, I suspect.
I think they would have done something for the Kool-Aid franchise instead, you know?
No, but then you have to make commercials with that big, fat Kool-Aid guy sitting between the astronauts.
He was cool.
There wasn't room in the capsule for that, though.
He was cool, Burns.
One of the very recurring themes of X-Ray's commentary on the world I'll tell you that in a minute. First of all, I'll tell you that you just heard a clip from 2007 of Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns discussing, of course, pondering our potential return to the moon. Perhaps that's where X-Ray is now. Perhaps he made it at last. Maybe he's up there planting the flag, claiming the moon for the United States. One can only wonder. That was a clip from 2007 from the Glenn Jones radio program. I neglected to mention to you earlier that the first clip that I played was from Glenn Jones's 100 hour 41 minute marathon show. There were a whole bunch of, that was when he broke the record, the Guinness record for the longest radio show ever, and I remember the first time I ever saw X-Ray Burns. They had invited us down to WFMU's back parking lot in Jersey City, us, the loyal listeners, the IBJ. They invited us to hang out and have a party in the parking lot during the show's regular time slot. He had been on the air already at that point for something like 2 consecutive days. 50 hours. But during the regular time slot from 12 to 3 on Sunday, we hung out there in the parking lot, and you know, I still know people that I met that day, complete strangers, and this is what I'm talking about, people. The power of community radio to me is all about it. And at 12 noon, I recall a gentleman strutting up with a swagger that said, "I'm somebody, baby," and waving to the crowd. And my friend Bill said, "Hey, it's X-Ray Burns." And the crowd cheered. The big, exuberant outburst. And yeah, so he was like the conquering hero whenever he showed up. Even my cat liked him. I give my cat's opinion a lot of weight. So, you know, if my cat likes you, you're okay. Anyway, that's what that first clip was from. And so Jonesy actually was required by all these guidelines he had to follow to qualify. And he couldn't have other people talking unless he was interviewing them. So that's why he is interviewing X-Ray Burns. But it made for a very great introduction for you guys, for the man and the legend. So I started out this mic break prematurely telling you that... I'm not even going to tell you that yet. Second time it's premature. What I am going to tell you is that we started out that set with Holmes, a band from New Jersey that has played the IBJ Holiday Party featuring Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns, the International Brotherhood of Jones annual gathering every January, the Kill the Holidays Party. I have played that song before around that time as sort of a nod in the January. The January doldrums to that event. In fact, I saw Pete Gallagher just the other day from Holmes, and I neglected to say hello to him. So sorry, Pete. In any case, X-Ray was from Kearney in Hudson County, New Jersey, and he grew up there. And that's where he lived out his days, and he was devoted and happy and comfortable in that spot. As loyal a son of New Jersey, of Hudson County, and of Kearney as there ever was, or there ever will be. Finally, for the third time, I'm going to tell you, one of the running themes of X-Ray's commentary was of eating. And man, I have eaten a lot of things because X-Ray Burns talked about them a lot over the years. 18 years of listening to this stuff. You put on a few pounds. And he was an adventurous eater in situations, trying exotic things like this.
I got some news.
Then we all went home and watched Joe Franklin. What's your news?
What is to me a groundbreaking moment in my life, which you probably won't even care about.
You're having a baby.
Nor should you be expected to. No, not having a baby.
You look like you're having a baby.
I went up to Rutt's hut the other day, right?
Uh-huh.
Sat down there at the hut.
Uh-huh.
Well, got my usual 2 rippers, chopped onion for 2. Taxi fries, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is your onion rings, onion shapes, and your french fries, taxi fries. Get my rippers, get my Pepsi, get my ice cold Pepsi. What do? Put mustard on the ripper.
By mistake?
No. Just like that.
Yeah?
In a moment of bizarre spontaneity.
It's good, right?
Put mustard.
Good, no?
Put mustard on the hot dog.
The guy at the Cuban place says
it was not bad.
It's good, no?
Then I had my second ripper with the dread baby poop, or the also known as the onion relish that they serve at Rutzop, which is pickle relish mixed in with mustard, which looks like baby poop. And put that on my second ripper. Ate that too, Jones.
That's disgusting.
And what, the onion relish?
No, the idea that you're calling it baby, saying it looks like baby poop.
That's the slang on it.
Disgusting.
That's how they refer to it up there at the hut.
So you should have kept with the mustard.
It was good. It's mustard and relish. It's the same crap. It just got chunks in it.
While you were at it, you should have had an egg. Had a egg.
And
a,
no, I'm past the eggs now. I've already done the eggs.
Yeah, you keep doing the steak and eggs. You should have eggs in some other format.
Yeah, okay. An egg's an egg is an egg. But,
because you're like the little brat who's just eating his egg so he could have a steak.
Nah, not really. I get steak anytime I want, bro. But then the next day, I went out. I bought myself a nice jar of that goddamn hot Polish mustard at Kosciuszko.
Uh-huh.
Which is good, man. A spicy brown.
I thought you weren't allowed to go there anymore.
No, why?
I thought they found out that Sharon was from...
No, that's the other place. Oh. That was the place on Kearney Ave when they found out Sharon was half Russian.
Yeah.
And they got mad at me. They also didn't like my joke when I was buying the kielbasa on Valentine's Day as a present for my wife. And they said, oh, she likes to eat? And I said, no, it's a marital aid, I told them. And they just looked at me.
Was it men or women that you said this to?
Two old, like, butcher women.
Oh, well, that might...
Yeah.
That was a risky joke.
Yes, and then I...
Usually we get a laugh, though.
Then I changed the subject by telling them my wife was half Russian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then they wrapped
it up. Sealed the deal there.
Slapped it on the counter and said, $13. But I go to the other place now, B&B in Harrison.
Uh-huh.
And I got me some Kosciuszko hot mustard. Went home, had some onion rye, kielbasa sandwich, slathered with mustard. Goddamn good.
Uh-huh. So you put mustard freely on your kielbasa sandwich, but you don't put it on your hot dog.
I never put it on anything until this week. That's
so,
what I'm telling you.
So the whole mustard experience is new to you.
I've never had mustard except when I bit into something accidentally.
Good for your nasal passages.
Yes. Well, I think I might have a problem with some of that bright yellow squeezy mustard.
Uh-huh.
That still kind of grosses me out a little bit. But that spicy dark brown mustard I could get behind.
Uh-huh.
And it still will not surpass ketchup. On my sophisticated palate.
Yeah, why don't you move to Philadelphia?
Where are you putting that crap
where
on
they
everything?
Put mustard on pretzels.
Yeah. I don't think I'll try that unless I have a proper spicy brown mustard.
No, I wouldn't try that.
I might try it because now I'm trying this, I'm trying that, Jones.
You're getting ready to kick the bucket, huh?
I don't know. I don't know what made me decide. I swear to
God.
Are you
getting rid of your possessions?
No. I'll go to hell.
Would you like to?
No. I was just sitting there. I swear to God, it just came over me like in a second. And I said, you know what? Let me try some of this crap. Not bad. I wasn't overwhelmed, but not bad.
Uh-huh.
So I'm moving on, baby. See?
Must be nice to be steady. It must be nice to be firm. It must be nice never to move off of the mark. It must be nice to be dependable and never let anyone down. It must be great to be all the things you're not. It must be great to be all the things that I'm not. I see you in the hospital, your humor is intact. I'm embarrassed by the strength I seem to lack. If I was in your shoes, so strange that I am not, I'd fold up in a minute and a half. I'd fold up in a minute and a half. And I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. No, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. It must be nice to be normal. It must be nice to be cold. It must be nice not to have to go up or down. But me, I'm all emotional. No matter how I try, you're gone and I'm still here alive. You're gone and I am still alive. And I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Oh, oh, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. There are things we say we wish we knew, and in fact we never do. But I wish I'd known that you were gonna die. Then I wouldn't feel so stupid, such a fool that I didn't call. And I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. No, there's no logic to this. Who's picked to stay or go? If you think too hard, it only makes you mad. But your optimism made me think you really had it beat. So I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. No, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
Living on a thin line. Ooh, tell me now, what are we supposed to do? Then another leap.
I spent literally hours going through old show archives. By the way, you can listen to something like, I would say, about 19 years or 18 years worth of the Glenn Jones radio program featuring X-Ray Burns on the archives of WFMU in Jersey City. 3 hours apiece, you've got a lot of listening there. I was just taking random stabs. Sometimes they were shows that I remembered. Sometimes they were all new to me. This was Sunday. This was Sunday for so many people for so long. Whatever you're doing, like, you know, cooking your late breakfast because you didn't get out of bed till noon, or just cleaning up or hanging around the house and putting on Jonesy and X-Ray. And I can remember so many places I was and so many things that I've done with this show going on in the background. And these are your buddies. These are your extended family. And you knew everybody else was listening and cracking up in their own house along with you. X-Ray didn't tell anybody he was sick. I just played you, by the way. I played a couple of songs. I played Lou Reed's... Man, am I off my game. I played the Kinks just now, Living on a Thin Line, from their 1984 album, Word of Mouth. Aren't we all living on a thin line? You never know. You never know when you're going to cross that line. That was the song, of course, that was playing when Ralphie killed somebody at the end of a Sopranos episode, Behind the Bada Bing. And that was a very New Jersey current to it, because I would always think that song, and I'd think, hey, that was that dumpster where he you know, ended that episode. It was right across the parking lot from where I got my driver's license. So I always heard a window into New Jersey when I listened to the show. And we opened up that set with Lou Reed's No Chance from 1992's Magic and Loss, an album about Lou Reed processing losing two of his friends to cancer, and it is a gut punch. It rips your still beating heart out and shows it to you. And yeah, if you need to do that work, I you know, go listen to that album, but be prepared. So that song, you know, came to mind because, as I said, X-Ray didn't tell a lot of people that he was sick. And then on Friday, last Friday, a week ago, we heard, a lot of us got a notice of we found out it was a GoFundMe that went out. And, you know, we did what you do. You jump into action. You're like, how can I help? What can I do? And we didn't know that it was pretty much the end. And during the show on Sunday, Glenn Jones, one of the most masterful broadcasters I've ever had the privilege of listening to, and man, is he dedicated to his craft, managed to get through the show, during which X-Ray actually passed away far off in his resting place. And I told Glenn, I saw him the other night, I said I felt taken care of as a listener, like somebody, like you needed somebody who would break the news to you thoughtfully and gently. And that was hard. It was very hard. I was shoveling the snow when I finally got myself to listen to it all the way through, just like I was shoveling snow 4 years earlier when they did a show announcing that Joe Franklin, another broadcaster, had passed away. And I decided, I guess that's just how I shouldn't listen to the show while shoveling snow, because, you know, that's the death sentence for somebody. Anyway, running out of time here, so I want to get a little bit more of these guys in for you.
What kind of surgery would I have if I woke up one morning and decided that I was a mermaid trapped in a boy's body?
Oh, you'd have to go see, what do they call those ologists that are out at sea?
I'd go see the Gorton's fisherman.
What are those ologists that are out at sea? They study the aquatic life.
Like Mr. Hooper.
What are they?
Mr. Hooper.
What are they called again?
Sea ornithologists.
Yeah, that wasn't the word I was looking for, but I'll take it.
Yes. Marine biologists.
Yeah, you'd have to go see a marine biologist or something like that.
Yes. Like Mr. Hooper from Jaws. Martin Hooper.
Yeah, well...
I'd go up there to the Woods Hole Institute.
What you want to do is see a fish doctor.
Ichthyologist.
If you were a man trapped in a mermaid's body.
No. If I was a mermaid trapped in a little boy's body, what type of surgery would I have to have?
Oh, now you're just getting silly.
So that I could be myself.
Why would you want to change anything if you were a mermaid?
I'm a little boy. But
trapped
there's
in a
really,
mermaid's body.
No, I'm a mermaid trapped in a little boy's body, I said. Like
I'm
three
monkey.
Times.
I'm a monkey. You'd be a mermaid. That's the day I stopped thinking about mermaids.
What about monk maids? Swimming monkeys been terrifying.
Swimming monkeys?
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Half monkey, half mermaid.
I like it.
Think about it. Oh, come on. You'll like it.
Yeah.
Until it's hanging from your sack as you're swimming as fast as you can.
All you got to do is go on dry land. What's it going to do? Use its little arms to run?
Yes. It's going to pull you back into the sea.
Uh-huh.
Way down below the ocean, baby.
I ain't scared.
Yeah. Good.
And it's scared of the ocean.
I thought you were afraid to drown. Right?
Actually, I am scared of the ocean. I've often, I always hear people say, like, he died doing what he loved. And I always tell the woman, if I ever get swept out by the giant waves and somebody says that, tell them immediately that he died, like, defecating himself, trying to claw his way back to the beach.
He loved air.
Yeah.
He didn't die doing what he loved. Yeah. He loved air.
Love is like oxygen.
Yes. Oh.
It is.
Sure.
Oh. You get too much and you get too high. Not enough and you're going to die.
I dispute that.
Yeah.
I dispute that. Man can live without love. It's regrettable, but man can live without love. And too much love will only... might pervert you, might skew your perspective on things.
Wasn't Sweet's best song.
But it wouldn't necessarily kill you.
But it was all right.
People say you're riding high in April, shot down in May, but I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I said that's life,
that's life,
and as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many
I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yeah, that's life, isn't it? X-Ray was probably the biggest Sinatra fan anybody knew. Another New Jersey current with New Jersey's favorite son. Like I said, everybody, you want to keep that good energy going. Be extra good to the people in your life. Take care of them. Go above and beyond. Thanks for tuning into this difficult but necessary nod to the wonderful life of Mr. X-Ray Burns. Broadcaster, good guy, friend to many, to animal and person alike. We will miss you, my friend. Godspeed.